Hey, everybody, welcome to Pep Talk, the podcast that gives you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. We're here to give you these simple solutions to these complex medical and health and wellness terms that are out there. We're going to give them to you in a simple, digestible, easy to understand way. And hopefully we can give you some knowledge, which is some information, but then you can take some wisdom, which is taking that knowledge and applying it to your life. Hey, folks, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. I'm going to be your guide today on this journey, on this conversation about something that we're hearing about in the news all the time. I'm getting asked about it literally every day. So I'm going to do a podcast on it with some solid information that you can use to have some discernment about what's really going on. I want to talk about what the World Health Organization just came out and said that the new monkeypox strain is a global emergency. So I know a lot of us still have a lot of PTSD from what happened in 2020 and the pandemic. Well, let's have a common sense conversation about what the World Health Organization said, what monkeypox is, and et cetera. So the World Health Organization issued a warning earlier this week about monkeypox, officially classifying it as a public health emergency of internal concerns, all right, which is the highest level of international health law alarm that you could have from the World Health Organization. Now, we talked many months ago about this being a scenario that's most likely going to be playing out this fall, which is exactly what seems to be the case. So let's talk about this. This strain that circulated in 2002 got a lot of hype because of the COVID-19 pandemic that was happening, but was still, you know, not a serious big concern. We saw a couple cases, and it was literally no issues. We saw a couple people that contacted this through potentially sexual conduct and et cetera. However, this new strain seems to have a much higher death rate, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are reporting that this new class one strain can kill as many as 10% of people if they're contacted. All right. And they're saying that this new, the second strain that's out there could have a 99% survival rate, right? So it just depends on kind of what's out there and what people are doing. However, the new strain has much higher death rate. In some cases, this virus has been passed among people who have not believed to have had any type of sexual contact with each other at all. So they're saying that it could be spread through other ways, whether it's physical contact, whether it's spreading of fluids, or whether it could potentially be airborne. They're not 100% sure of that. Authorities are not sure as well about the individuals who are most at risk for this. Although this new strain can be passed through sexual contact like previous strains, it seems like it's being transmitted in other ways as well, potentially spread within households. So is it more hype or is it a genuine emergency? These are the questions that we're asking and that we're having conversations about right now. Look, if all this turns out to be true, then it indeed is quite worrisome. Definitely. Okay. And indeed, it is quite worrisome. However, there is also the possibility that this is being overblown. I will tell you that what we experienced years ago was massively overblown, and it was under the control of the wrong groups of people that needed to be running the point on this thing. When I testified in front of Congress, one of the congressmen said, look, Dr. Napudi, just like many other doctors who are here today, were right about what was going on during the pandemic, and we should have been focusing on improving health, improving immune function, improving the quality that people have to fight certain diseases off and diseases, and not just treat them the way that we treated. And if they were right about that, what else are they right about? Well, I'm telling you, this is also a time for us to be right about this. By the way, they have signed off on an emergency use listing for two existing monkeypox vaccines. There are currently 500,000 dosages of these vaccines in stock, and they're predicting that another 2.4 million could be made by the end of the year. By the way, not surprisingly in this, shares of the monkeypox vaccines Bavarian Nordic have skyrocketed following the World Health Organization's public health emergency, jumping as much as 17% over the last couple weeks since this announcement. So is it fear pornography or is it legitimate? Look, I'm just going to tell you, we need to focus on being healthy. Like if those of us that were healthy during the pandemic had way less risk of getting infections in the first place. and our bodies had a higher likelihood of fighting those things off. That's exactly what we should be focusing on now. We should be working on the word preventative. By the way, the word prevent, treat, mitigate, cure, those are all words that are owned by the pharmaceutical industry. Their lobbyists paid for those words to be used in a legal manner that basically means that if you use those words, you better have a randomized double-blind controlled placebo study showing that your drug solves that problem. This is so asinine and bass ackwards, but that's the way that the legal system is set up because the lobbyists have worked with our government officials for it to be that way. And look, we actually had quite a few months without an official global health emergency over the past, you know, between the last year or so. But to be concerned about, you know, this the streak is over. Okay. And now we're talking about monkeypox and what do people need to be aware of? What do they need to be doing? Well, we need to be aware that there are things that you can do to improve your immune system. Now, what I'm telling you is not a cure for monkeypox. It's not a prevention for monkeypox. It's a way to improve cellular health and cellular function that we know can improve the immune system. And these are some things that you should be doing right now. Number one, you got to understand that health is not just how you look and how you feel. It's how you function. And in order to be healthy, you must think well, move well, breathe well, sleep well, eat well, hydrate well. All those things and supplementing well are the pillars to get your body healthy. So what do we need to be doing? We need to make sure that we're prioritizing our sleep. You need to be getting a good 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night in complete darkness and preferably in a cold room. If the room is cooler, the research has shown that you have a better chance of getting deeper sleep. And we know that when we sleep is when our parasympathetic nervous system and our body functions at its highest. And that's the part of the nervous system that allows us to rest, digest, grow, develop, and heal. We need to be doing that work to improve our immune function. Number two, what do we need to be doing? We need to be making sure that our weight is under control. We know that obesity leads to inflammation. We know that obesity leads to neurological degradation of the immune system. So we know that if we're overweight or obese, that we have a higher risk of symptoms, sicknesses, and disease. We also know that if we're overweight, we have a higher risk of succumbing to those illnesses. We know those things. These are what we were commonly referred to as pre-existing conditions. We also know that if we're overweight, we have a higher risk for insulin dependence, insulin resistance, and diabetes. We know that those are pre-existing conditions. We know that if we're overweight and overstressed, we have a higher risk for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and other issues that people are going to be put on medications that could also potentially lower our immune system function. So what should we do? We should start focusing on getting our weight more balanced. Start doing things like 45-day reset challenges to get your body's immune system to function better and get your weight to come off your body. Start intermittent fasting. I've done tons of workshops and podcasts on intermittent fasting. Go study intermittent fasting. Go put that into play with either a ketogenic diet or some type of form of a carnivore type of a food plan. And if you're a vegetarian, that's fine as long as you're getting the right amount of protein because most vegetarians are massively deficient in getting protein. Not all, but most are. That's what the statistics show. Don't get mad at Dr. Eric if you're a vegan. That's just what the data shows. So we need to make sure we're what? Sleeping well and eating well. We need to be moving. Did you know that if you go for a 10 to 15 minute walk after you eat a meal, that it can lower your blood sugar levels by 25 to 30%? That's huge. Did you know that simply going for a walk once a day can improve the quality and function of your cardiovascular system, your lymphatic system, and your immune system? Did you know that the research has proven that every 1 hour that you work out can add 3 hours of life to your life? We also know that doing resistance training, building muscle in your body, even if it's 20 to 30 minutes, 2 to 3 days a week is enough to improve the absorption of glycolysis, which pulls the sugar and glucose out of the cells into the muscles. And muscle mass improvement improves the overall health and well-being of human beings, period. The longevity studies have shown that. We also know that hydration is super important. We should be drinking half of our body weight in ounces of water per day. If you're a 200-pound individual, you should be getting 100 ounces of clean, healthy fluids per day in your body. Many of you know I like drinking what's called living water. We've done many podcasts before on hydration and on water, and especially living water. I want you to understand you should be drinking living water, mineralized water, water that doesn't have chlorine or fluoride in it, water that is hopefully hydrogen-infused. That's what the cells of our body live off of. What else should we be drinking? Other healthy fluids like herbal teas and green teas, and minimizing, if not completely getting out of our system, juices and other colas and sodas and things that are filled with sugars, high fructose corn syrup, and other things that are going to degrade our immune system. What else should we be focusing on? Protein. We've got to make sure that we're getting a solid amount of protein in our body. Kind of a good rule of thumb is you take your ideal body weight, and that's how many grams of protein per day you should have. If you should be 120 pounds, 120 grams of protein is a dang good place for you to start getting your protein. Protein doesn't make you fat. Protein is essential. And most people over the age of 30 do not absorb protein anymore. What else should we be doing? There's a regimen of supplements that we know that most people are deficient in. By the way, did you know that our body needs 92 essential nutrients every day to have optimal function? And the vast majority of people eat the same 6 to 12 foods every day and every week and every month in their life, and they don't have enough of a variety to get the right vitamins, minerals, and nutrients in their system. So what are some things that you should do? I think everybody should be getting a good solid multivitamin in their system. What's a good way to do that? Well, if you don't take a vitamin, which most people don't, start getting some organic sea salt in your system, whether it's Celtic salt, whether it's Baja Gold salt, or whether it's pink Himalayan salt. Make sure it's organic, real sea salt that has minerals in it. Those minerals keep our body electric and help our body heal. What else should we be doing? I'm a big fan of having nutrients in our system every day that can give us the bang for our buck of the 92 minerals and nutrients that we need in our system. Sea moss. I'm a huge fan of taking sea moss. It's one way to get all that stuff into your body. What else am I a big fan of? Vitamin D. We know that globally, vitamin D is a major deficiency, and nobody can argue the scientific fact that if you're deficient in vitamin D, you have a higher risk of infection of all kinds. Every single virus and bug and bacteria on the planet, you have a higher risk if your body's deficient in vitamin D3. So what do? We should measure our vitamin D levels. Your vitamin D levels on a blood test should be above a 50 nanograms per milliliter. A 50 is minimum. Between a 50 and a 100 is ideal. And you should be supplementing with a vitamin D3, not a vitamin D2, because D3 is more absorbable than D2 is. And folks, you need a good carrier oil inside that vitamin D so it can be absorbed. I like healthy oils, not vegetable oils. Extra virgin olive oil is one of the best ones. We need to be eating with intermittent fasting and eating a quinoa or a carnivore type diet, getting lots of good healthy fats in our system because our brain, our body, and our immune system needs that. We should be having a spore-based probiotic that has some type of, whether it's phytomicroencapsulation or something that allows for the bacteria that you ingest orally to get through the stomach acid and have an increased survivability so that it can get into the small intestine so it can do the work like it's supposed to. Folks, those are some of the basic things that you could do. I'm also a big fan of zinc. Many of you are zinc deficient. Take a look at your fingernails. If you look at your nails and you see little white lines called leukoplakia, that's a sign of a zinc deficiency. By the way, zinc is essential for your production of testosterone, which most men and women are deficient in. So taking 25 to 50 milligrams a day of a zinc glycinate is very beneficial for the human body to do. And since most people, 70 to 75% of the population, has an MTHFR gene defect, you should be avoiding gluten like it's the plague, because it's kryptonite for your body and literally can be destroying your immune system, causing chronic inflammation. Those things can help you immensely. If you avoid those, improve your immune system function and reduce inflammation. And then take a multi-methylated vitamin B, a multi-methylated B12 and a B9. L-methylfolate and methylcobalamin are the two nutrients that should be in your system. Folks, if you'll follow that protocol, that's really going to set you up for more success of all types of health improvement and potentially improving cell function so that it can help you so you don't have to deal with some of these problems. I want you to also take a deep dive look at vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K and its relationship to improving immune system function when it comes to any type of pox virus that are out there. If you'll do those things, you can stack the deck in your favor and then pay attention and use proper hygiene so that you can mitigate your risk of exposure to certain bugs, pathogens, viruses, or so on and so forth. But here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to live in fear, because what fear is false evidence appearing real. And fear also can cause a weakening of your immune system. So if you stress and worry about stuff, it's going to cause an imbalance in your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, causing you to have a higher susceptibility to immune system problems. Folks, this is what I'm doing for myself and my family. Be smart, be aware, be diligent, do your own research, and make up your own decision of what you should do and what you should stress and worry about. Monkeypox is real. Other viruses are real. But are they something that we should live our whole life living in fear of? No. How do we destroy the spirit of fear? We have facts and we have faith. Faith that our body can heal from all things. And don't tell me it can't, because I have a book on my desk called The Noadic Book of Spontaneous Remissions. And it shows every single quote unquote uncurable disease where people have who have actually survived them. And folks, everybody has the ability and the potential to heal themselves, but you got to take care of yourself. You have to get knowledge. You have to get motivation, inspiration, and you have to make a decision of what you are going to do for yourself and for your family. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing again and again and expecting a different result. If you want to stop being insane, start changing towards a knowledge-based lifestyle. One of the best things you could do right now is go take a nutrigenomic genetic swab test. I have every patient in my practice run this test. Why? Because if they run a genetic swab test, then I have a better understanding of how they should eat, how they should sleep, how they should think, how they should everything. And if you understand a blueprint for you, you know how to take better care of yourself. And self-care is the real healthcare, folks. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go back and rewatch this podcast. Take some notes on it. Share it with your friends and family members and loved ones. Make sure you go to our website, peptalk.world. That's peptalk.world. Like, subscribe, and share all the information on all of our social media platforms. And go on our website. There's an Ask Dr. Eric component. If you have questions about your health or concerns about things that are happening out there, we will address those live on the podcast. Folks, until we meet again, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. God bless you. God bless America, and God bless the world. Stay smart out there, folks, and I'll see you next time. Be well. Bye-bye.